Well, greetings and welcome to a look at three events on various tours this week. We'll be having a look at from a betting angle. No event on the PGA Tour this week, which is rather strange, as hardly ever a week goes by without a PGA Tour event. The next one of those events will be in Mexico next week, the Mayakoba Classic. But three other events we'll take a look at. But first, before we do that, we might have a look back at last week. We did okay last week. Minji Lee and Nelly Korda finishing first and second at the Swinging Skirts tournament in Taiwan, both players at $17. So I thought that was reasonably good value. Nelly Korda successfully defending her title, Minji Lee finishing in second place there. No joy on the PGA Tour, the Bermuda Championship. Scotty Scheffler at $17 did finish third, and he was certainly one of our considerations. And on the PGA Tour in China, the WGC Champions Tour, we did suggest McIlroy would be the favourite, but no great accolades for that, that's for sure. He was at $6.50, but he did win. Any price is a good price for a winner, I suppose. And he defeated Xander Schauffele, who was at $13 and who I thought was a pretty good chance, but he wasn't to be. He was beaten in a playoff in that event. So some nice returns there for those that took the opportunity to follow our thought patterns, but let's get underway with this week. And beginning first with we'll go to Turkey and we'll have a look at the European Tour event, the Turkish Airlines Open, where Justin Rose will start the favourite. He's at $9. Interestingly enough, he's looking for a three-peat in this event, having won in 2017 and 2018. He's been playing okay over the last few starts. You wouldn't say it's been great, but it hasn't been bad either. So I think, given the fact that he obviously has a love affair with this event, then I think he's going to do very well once again. But he's at $9, and whether you consider those odds worth having a bet on, I suppose that's up to you. Li Hao Tong's at $26. He's been twice runner-up in this event in his last 3 years. He lost a playoff to Justin Rose last year, actually. It was an improved effort by Li Hao Tong in China last week, back in his homeland, where he finished around about 20th in that event. So perhaps signs that his game's coming back again, and on a golf course where he's had some level of success previously, might be good value at $26. And another player at $26 is Matthias Schwab, who was 18th in this event last year. He's been fourth in two of his last three this season, including at the HSBC Champions event in China last week and in Italy. He's yet to win, but this could well be the opportunity for Matthias Schwab to make a breakthrough there at the Turkish Airlines Open. He's at $26, Li Hao Tong's at $26, and Justin Rose at $9. And if I was looking for one with a bit of longer price value, it may well be Eddie Pepperell, the Englishman, who was sixth in his last start in Portugal a couple of weeks ago. He was sixth in this event in 2017. He was 10th in 2014. So he does seem to like the event, Eddie Pepperell. And at $41, perhaps odds juicy enough to attract your attention. Jason Scrivener, Scott Hend, and Wade Ormsby are the three Australians in the event. But hard to say who's going to be the best of those. Perhaps Jason Scrivener, a greater level of consistency than the others. Perhaps he's at $260 to be the leading Australian. Over to Japan for the Heiwa PGA Championship on the Japan Men's Tour. Shuga Imahira, the hottest player on the planet, perhaps one of the hottest players on the planet at present. In tremendous form, he's dominating the Japan Tour once again. He's had a win and four runner-up finishes this season. He was fourth last year in this tournament. He's only at $650, so not particularly good odds, admittedly, but he's going to give some sort of a sight, would you would think, given his tremendous consistency. A couple of others at longer odds, though. Sean Norris, the defending champion, interestingly enough, he also finished fourth in 2017, so he's played this event well previously. He did win recently and finished second at the Japan Open just 3 weeks ago, which suggests that he's in good enough form to potentially defend his title. And interestingly enough, he finished second in the Japan Open last year ahead of winning this event also. So some good synergy there for Sean Norris, the South African, at $17. Another player at $17 is Wang Jun-gong, the Korean player, as I said, at $17. He was eighth here 3 years ago. Hasn't played, I don't think, the last couple of years. Might have had to withdraw in one of those years. He's had a win in four top fives this season, Wang Jun-gong. So I think at $17, there's enough to like about his current form and his one appearance here where he finished eighth to suggest he could do well. A lot of Australians in the event, Brendan Jones at $325, Brad Kennedy at $325, that's to be the leading Australian, of course. And Won Joon Lee at $7, I think he's played well enough in this event previously to be considered a chance to be the leading Australian this week. And I think at $7, those are pretty good odds for that particular category. He's yet to win on the Japan Tour, Won Joon Lee, but he doesn't have to win to get that bet home because he needs to be the leading Australian and may well be worth consideration in that regard. So that's the Haiwa PGA Championship, the Japan Tour event being played this week. We'll stay in Japan for the Toto Championship, which is the last event of the Asian swing for the LPGA Tour. Nasa Hataoka, the Japanese player, she's the defending champion. She's at $8. Her play in recent times has been good enough, but as I said, she is the defending champion, and in her homeland, she could go well again after winning the Japan Open recently, the Japan Women's Open recently. Minji Lee's at $11. She's been 15th, 5th, and 10th in her three starts in this event. She did finish second last week behind Nelly Korda. She's very close to another win, I think, Minji Lee. She's at $11. Ji Yai Shin, the Korean player who plays not on the LPGA Tour, but she plays by choice. She plays on the Japan Tour. She's had another great season in Japan this year. She's had two wins. She's been five times runner-up. Hardly ever outside the top 20 here. And she was the winner quite a few years ago in this event as well, Ji Yai Shin. She's at $13, I think. She's a real chance to give these regular LPGA Tour players a shake. And Ji Yai Shin, of course, a former world number one. And So Yeon Ryu, the Korean player, is at $21. She's playing better again, I think, now after some ordinary form. She did finish third here in 2016. She was 11th last year. So this is a golf course that seems to fit her eye, So Yeon Ryu. She's at slightly longer odds at $21 and may be a consideration in that regard. Of the Australians in the field, Minji Lee is at $1.62 to be the leading Australian, and given the fact that she was runner-up last week and really seems to be closing in on another win on the LPGA Tour, she's a great chance to be the leading Australian. But Suho has been playing also very nicely of late, and Hannah Green, the other Australian, who just seems to be a little bit off the board over recent months after winning a major on the LPGA Tour a few months ago, Hannah Green from Western Australia. So that's the Toto Championship. Nasa Hataoka at $8, Minji Lee at $11, Ji Yai Shin at $13, and So Yeon Ryu at $21, my picks in that particular tournament. Well, good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.